And welcome back. You're listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island, and I'm Bronwyn Dannenfelter, and I'm here with Barnaby Evans, the creator of Waterfire. And Barnaby, God, wasn't that just an amazing interview? What a beautiful girl.
Yeah.
And Roz was just phenomenal, too. For those of you who are just tuning in, Barnaby and I have been talking to a great group of people that we've had the privilege of working with at Waterfire over the years, and all the different groups that we're talking to and the people we're talking to today have one thing in common, and that is that their organizations work towards changing lives and really making a difference, and especially changing lives for our youth, you know, to make the place of, you know, the world a better place to be. And so
and we got three of our favorites here today, so it's really great.
We do. And so in the last segment, you know, we looked back and a little bit while looking forward, but look back because, of course, we had those beautiful five Afghan women that lit the fires last week. But now, as we look to August 23rd is our next water fire date, actually, we're going to have some really amazing things. And one of those beautiful things happening at Waterfire is the Capoeira Batizado. And so we have joining us today from Grupo Ondas, Silas Pinto, who we call Tigri.
Correct.
Hi, Tigri.
And Tigri, you've been doing Capoeira at Waterfire for about 12 years?
This is our 11th one.
11th year. Okay. It's I first discovered you doing capoeira in the street and then went to your dojo. And I just have to say, Silas, you have such an amazing approach to people. But we should talk a little bit before we go into what this is, just a description, Silas, of what capoeira is. And it's something about what I want to start with that, though, is they will be doing a demonstration of capoeira, and Silas will talk a little bit more about it, from 6 to 8 o'clock this coming on August 23rd. Mm-hmm. And this is absolutely worth seeing. So, Silas, tell us a little bit about capoeira.
Sure. I think one of the things that makes capoeira so beautiful is that it's a synergy of a lot of different things that bring a lot of joy and experience to people. It has dance and history, music. Students have to learn how to play instruments. There's the martial art component, there's acrobatics.
There's the language,
There's a language component to it, and students at a very young age are learning how to speak Portuguese and at least learning the basic terms and then hopefully inspire them to pick up another language. It's a martial art that is technically Brazilian, but has roots in Central Africa. A lot of the slaves that were brought over to Brazil brought certain elements of a fighting art, and there in Brazil over time sort of evolved into something that we call capoeira today. Slavery ended in 1888 in Brazil. Capoeiristas hit the streets immediately looking for ways to make a living. And unfortunately, what they had at the time after slavery was their hands, their feet, and their ability to survive. Capoeira was outlawed until 1892. And from there, really started as a formal exercise and sort of gathering for people.
And Tigri, you should describe it a little bit, because it's such a fascinating combination of, first of all, it's the only martial art that involves music. Am I right? I
mean, yeah, and in that way,
and
absolutely.
Rhythm and dance and acrobatics. So if you think of it as a martial art, that's only capturing one aspect of it. So
absolutely. One of the things that I wanted to say is that what makes it different is this piece of music, this interplay between the physical art and the musical art. Capoeira cannot exist without the musical component.
With the rhythm and the singing and the, yeah.
Singing, chanting, not only that, but also communicating with the capoeiristas through the music. So once a roda begins, which is where capoeira actually exists, in a circle where the energy is
focused
and focused, the musicians, which are often the instructors of the roda, they don't actually stop to say, don't do this or don't do that. They actually communicate with the players, which is what we call them, through the music.
And the instruments are?
Instruments are very important. We have berimbau, which a lot of people don't know what it is. It's actually one that originated also in Africa. They still play it in certain parts of the world, like Thailand.
Yeah.
We have a drum. We have some tambourines, cowbell looking.
And the berimbau is a single string gourd resonator instrument that makes
it looks a lot like a bow and arrow meets a single string violin. Right. The only difference is you
and it's got a great sound,
or it has a beautiful sound.
Yeah,
absolutely.
The question I have, because I've been on the road show with you and seen you do this for years, through all my years at Waterfire, is that so you're moving with these very specific movements, and how do you cue each other as to what you're going to do, or how does that work, that interplay? Because I know that sometimes you're sweeping a leg over somebody's head, and I'm like, oh, geez, I didn't know to duck.
It can really look choreographed, right? And people see Capoeira and they say, oh, they probably practice that a lot to choreograph it. But actually, it's just a conversation. A conversation is you ask a question, I answer it. Then I might ask you a question, you answer it. And then it can grow to maybe be more of like a debate where I'm trying to cut you off. So you learn the basics, and then there's no choreography at all.
Yeah, it's all improvised in live, real time.
And it's a conversation in real time.
That's and sometimes that head that goes over, that foot that goes someone over someone's head doesn't quite go over someone's head. That's
right.
It's dependent on them to duck in rhythm.
So they're 50-50. If you get hit, you didn't move, and the other person also didn't exercise control. So.
And you'll remember to duck next time, right?
Absolutely.
Well, you know, that's another fascinating aspect about capoeira, the sense of cooperation, that it's not mastery over the other. It's a dialogue back and forth. It's fun, but it's also a discipline. It's an incredible way to stay limber and fit, but it's also an educational exposure. Tika, could you talk about your own life and how you discovered capoeira? Because this is it's a story I've heard you describe before. It's just fascinating, and you've had such impact on an incredibly wide range of kids. Because I want to talk about what that does for people that you find who otherwise don't have a focus.
Sure. I don't know exactly where to start. I guess I'll start in the middle somewhere, where I was looking for something a little bit less aggressive but had that discipline. I was always interested in martial arts, kickboxing, karate, which I still do. But there was something missing, which was this incredible sense of community. These other sports at various times felt like me against the world. You're competing one-on-one with people. Who's going to win? Then I started seeing this art form that was all about cooperation, that was about discipline and control, and it was very attractive, not to mention the music
beautiful.
And
it's
the history.
It's absolutely beautiful.
It's gorgeous, and that attracted me to it. So I started doing it at Glasgow High School. Principal Mezzanati at the time allowed us to do a little group right out of the cafeteria, and we invited some students. Next thing you know, we had 10 interested students. We started traveling into New York looking for opportunities to train capoeira. Unfortunately, there was none around here. The closest ended up being in Boston. And eventually went to URI, where we established it as a student organization, gave us more opportunities and funding to travel throughout the country as well as Brazil to learn, and ultimately became a formal group here in Rhode Island in 2000. So it's been quite a journey, and it's hard to kind of compress it into like 1 minute.
Well, and it's so wonderful to watch the energy and the enthusiasm of all the people in the Hoda and interacting and singing in Portuguese together. The you know, you've often come to Waterfire and done I don't know what we would call them. They're not really demonstrations. They're engagements, really, with the audience. And the audience is fascinated by it. And the Batizado, once a year, you're going to do earlier that afternoon, where you come together and it's a rising in rank and in recognition. But you're going to have teachers coming in capoeira from all over, aren't you?
Yes, absolutely. This year we have a special guest coming
Mestres,
which are known as the masters, the elders. We have professores, who are the young instructors, who've had lots of experience, usually around 20 years and so on. We have a special guest coming from Brazil, one from Canada, Mr. Andrew Fabio Novento, who teaches in Toronto. We have message from the region, Massachusetts, Massicalango, Massachiku, people from New York and as far as Florida, Virginia.
Sure. Also a Cape Verdean strain to capoeira. It's largely we know it in Brazil, but many of the slaves that came from Africa into Brazil came through Cape Verde.
Absolutely.
And that tradition, so you've also recognized that. So there's
that's a piece that's roots. Very close to my heart, you know, being born in Cape Verde and trying to find these lost pieces that have been sort of disappeared with time. So yes, it's one of the things that our group tries to do is bring back some of that recognition.
So from 6 to 8 on August 23rd at Water Place Stage, this will be the 11th year, I think, where you have presented Capoeira there, and you will be lighting water fire from the torches from the mestres. And it's something I really encourage people to see. But also, what's the website where they can learn more about Grupo Ondas?
They can go to Capoeira, which is spelled C as in cat, A, P as in Paul, O, E, I, R, A, B as in Brazil, CV as in Cape Verde, .com.
.com. And if you go to www.waterfire.com/radio, you'll find links to this as well as a recording of this.
Excellent.
So. You know, and I got to tell you, I'm reading your Universal Creeds, and I can see why this would be so good, especially, do you do this with inner city kids? And,
yes.
I mean, it's excellent. I mean, you really, to build true confidence through knowledge in the mind, honesty in the heart, and strength in the body. I mean, what that to me is just such a beautiful thing. And I think there's so many school programs that are being shut down now. And I think that something positive for youth to do that builds confidence. And, you know, you've got 10 core principles, which, you know, out of those, there's respect and self-control. And a lot of other ones, which is just, again, just what a wonderful thing for...
The program's about changing lives, and Silas, I'm pleased to say that I have seen so many lives changed by Capoeira and your work. It's an honor to have you continue with us for 12 years, and it's the sort of thing we really love to celebrate at Waterfire.
Yeah,
so.
We thank you for always being supportive of our events, because it's all about education and letting people know that Capoeira matters and that it's available.
And it changes the world.
Yeah, it does.
Tigri, thank you so much for coming
on. My pleasure.
And we cannot wait to see you on August 23rd. And I hope everyone does check out their website, because it's a wonderful activity to get involved in. So thanks for listening. We'll be right back. You're listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island.